Water dripped from its severed stem as she extended it gingerly toward Bailey. Bailey reached for it as gingerly.
"You killed it," he said.
"It's only a flower. There are thousands more." Suddenly, before his fingers more than touched the yellow cup, she snatched it away, her eyes kindling.
"Or are you trying to imply I could kill a human being because I pulled a flower?"
Bailey said in soft conciliation.
"I wasn't implying anything. May I see it?"
Bailey didn't really want to touch it. It had grown in wet soil, and there was still the effluvium of mud about it. How could these people who were so careful in contact with Earthmen, and even with one another, be so careless in their contact with ordinary dirt? But he held the stalk between thumb and forefinger and looked at it. The cup was formed of several thin pieces of papery tissue, curving up from a common center. Within it was a white convex swelling, damp with liquid and fringed with dark hairs that trembled lightly in the wind. She said,
"Can you smell it?"
At once Bailey was aware of the odor that emanated from it. He leaned toward it and said,
"It smells like a woman's perfume."
Gladiae clapped her hands in delight.
"How like an Earthman! What you really mean is that a woman's perfume smells like that."
Bailey nodded ruefully. He was growing weary of the outdoors. The shadows were growing longer and the land was becoming somber. Yet he was determined not to give in. He wanted those gray walls of light that dimmed his portrait removed. It was quixotic, but there it was. Gladiae took the flower from Bailey, who let it go without reluctance. Slowly she pulled its petals apart. She said,
"I suppose every woman smells different."
"It depends on the perfume," said Bailey indifferently.
"Imagine being close enough to tell. I don't wear perfume because no one is close enough, except now. But I suppose you smell perfume often, all the time. On Earth, your wife is always with you, isn't she?"
She was concentrating very hard on the flower, frowning as she plucked it carefully to pieces.
"Well, she's not always with me," said Bailey. "Not every minute."
"But most of the time. And whenever you want to..."
Bailey said suddenly,
"Why did Dr. Liebig try so hard to teach you robotics, do you suppose?"
The dismembered flower consisted now of a stalk and the inner swelling.